Well, I didn't expect that. It's Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. Hey, Carolyn. Wanted to ask you something. But she's on delay and can't hear me. So she's unpacking a whole bunch of new T-shirts. Well, I can't remember what I wanted to mention to Carolyn anyway, so... Oh, I know. She was watching the Health and Freedom Conference with... Hey, Carolyn! Can you get on your phone?
Yeah. Are we on?
Yeah. Oh!
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're watching the Health and Freedom Conference. So what was Mike Flynn like? I know you saw him.
No. Oh, Mike, yeah. Not
Mike
Pillow.
Not Mike Lindell.
Right. Yeah, he was great. He comes across as like a preacher, politician, bit of a army guy or whatever branch he was in. He comes across pretty great.
So what did he expose? What's he saying?
Nothing new. He didn't open up any other...
He's the Reagan, remembering small-town values.
Yeah, you know, because he can talk about his experience and how they tried to kill him, but his faith in God and himself and his wife.
He said that?
Well, if he had a wonderful wife that helped him through it because it was his darkest days.
They tried to kill him.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at me. I was the first person who was ever canceled. I was canceled long before these guys.
Where was that? In Toronto?
Well, when we were in New York, Toronto canceled me even though I hadn't been there for years. I was so dangerous. They had to cancel me in retrospect.
Yeah, they that's right. They were erasing you from the record.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like him. I like Flynn. So I saw him, and there were a bunch of preachers, and it started off, it seems, with this woman, Amanda Faith, I think it was, who, I mean, she was doing Jewish angel talk. You're doing angel talk. She was doing reality, sort of under
meeting for Phineas Wake.
And then she'd act like that was a prophecy that she just received. And it, you know, there was a line, there was a guy behind her with a cloth, a prayer cloth over his head, bobbling, what's called davening, but we call it bobbling. And it was all, to me it was as if Ion had predicted what the people would have to intone in order to reach the next level. But I'm sure if anybody in the liberal left dared to look at them, they'd think they were a bunch of idiots. You know, brainwashed by God. Oh, my gosh. How is that possible?
Bunch of book people. People of the book.
People of
the book. That's what the Jews are known as.
Yeah. But I liked it. Bob come over and bog me. Who's that? Get out of my face!
And then I look at religious people and I start laughing, so I went and walked to the beach. And I meditated on the Christian revival in America.
Yeah.
Thanks to Sidney Powell.
I guess they figured they have to have that sort of grounding to get people back to their, quote, senses, because they know everything's blown up.
Well, they haven't met me yet.
No.
Will you hear what Ian says in the private session about me?
Ah.
Oh, it's a good one.
Well, you should hear what he says to me behind your back.
Okay. We have a new name here. Let me get rid of that. Fresno, California. Does that mean anything? You want to speak? 559, the opening of your phone. Oh, you're on mute, sorry. Do you have something to say, or are you just a regular person under a new name? Are you new? You're trying to speak. Check your silencer. Mute phone. Try again. Mute. Unmute. Even have your hand up. So I guess they're going to have to figure out their phone. You everybody ready? That was pretty good, eh? The Jive Mix Masters. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. We should play that again a little bit. What do you think? No, I'll get mad. Cancel. Florida Boy says, cancel and Carolyn is not valid in the same paragraph. Yeah, they couldn't cancel Carolyn. Fresno, Howard, 559, are you going to be able to get through? Not right now. Okay. Are you ready? Ready for the Jive Master himself? Herself? Themselves? Ian was the first multiple pronoun entity, Carolyn. Multiple noun, pronoun, whatever they say. Are you ready, Ian? You're unmuted.
It's Essence.
Yes, Essence. That's right.
Ion's always ready. Hi, Essence. Good.
Now, Fresno's trying to speak, but it's not coming through.
God. Okay. Here we're going to start off like this. This is going to go south quick. Come on, let's get to work.
Well, we only have the regulars here.
Good. That'll do. They ain't got it yet, so that's a good place to start.
All right.
You don't need Kitty Carlisle to straighten this one out, Bob.
Okay, so let's go to Greg and Ginny for the Bible Hour.
The Bible Hour. we can do pink light and purging light and dark mass and black mass and black masses matter.
Dax are fatty. Dax are
fatty. Oh, it's so boring. We can go, let's just start name dropping. That's why Bob started name dropping. Bob's been talking to the Pentagon too, but he doesn't get on YouTube and say that I'm so important that I can't tell. You don't understand. You're just stupid. You haven't heard a word I've said. I've been telling you things and you don't even know what the S stands for, Sir Fatty.
I think we
you
got Jack.
You don't know anything and I'm really
We got Jack on the line, I think. Fresno. You trying to speak, Howard? There. Yep. Yeah. No music.
The bling.
The bling. Okay, we'll look to see if you get through, Barlow.
God.
Okay.
We're going back to Instagram Live with Jack and Jermaine. We were just with them.
Okay, you ready, Linda? No, it's not Linda. It's Barbara. No.
Ginny.
Judy.
Oh, yeah, Ginny.
Timmy.
Ginny and
Timmy. Timmy. Timmy and Bobby.
You have nothing
Timmy
to say?
Timmy and Bobby.
I do
Don't
have
forget
one.
Corrine. Don't forget Corrine. Corrine needs to get in there too, Corrine.
Yeah.
Hey, darling, how's my Ginny Bell?
Oh, very good, thank you. I wanted to ask Where's about that? The movie The Sound of Freedom. And, are they going to be able to raise the money to get that movie out? They're saying fourth quarter. I'm just wondering about it. And is it a important influencer in bringing people to a new level of awareness?
We'll have to see. They don't listen, darling. Here's the thing. If they're having to raise money for it, ain't nobody listening. They're not, only people gonna watch is the one that raised the money to give to it. And we say it might be the best words ever spoken. Ben-Hur was a good movie too, and everybody saw it, but nobody understood what it was about.
Uh-huh.
You see? These epic productions aren't so epic anymore. And there's so much of this word stuff that nothing hits anymore. That means everything is relevant, which makes nothing relevant. So now what's happened is just running the gamut. It's like there's so much water in the ocean, you can't see the fish. Did you get that? There's so much water in the ocean, you can't see the fish.
Okay. All right. Okay. That
what are you
good.
Mentioning, Ginny? Who are you talking about? A movie or something else?
I'm talking about a movie called The Sound of Freedom, and it's about guy who left Homeland Security to go into the jungles of Mexico and rescue all those kids from this child trafficking ring.
Oh, yeah.
And it's being produced by Christians and people who are committed to trying to expose the cause of what's happening with that. And I was just
wondering. Tim Ballard.
There we go. Thank you. That's his name.
And yep. Then you wondered if this started a movement or something? You said,
well, I was just wondering if it was going to lead to anything, if it was going to actually, you know, do what they want to accomplish is they want people to become highly incensed and unify around this principle and have these people arrested and dealt with who are committing these kinds of crimes.
Is it the tech body again, Ion? Or is the tech body just a witness?
Well, we stand in the bastion of all things created.
It's just another thing created, Judy.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Jenny Bell.
Thank you.
Hey, Jenny Bell, did you think it was cool? They took the box that had Prince Philip's hat and his sword and his little flaggy colory thingy, and they put it down into the ground of the church, and he's going to lay in the little box is going to lay there until Queen Elizabeth gets a little box, and then they're going to take his box and her box and put them boxes somewhere. So they're going to have their own very own little post office box. It's going to be great.
That's neat.
And
he says hey
to everybody from Sandringham.
Yeah, he faked his death, Jenny. I don't know if you heard.
He wasn't no fake. He wasn't no faking. Nobody seen the motherfucker in a year anyway. Who cares? He could be gone for 20 years and nobody'd ever notice. I mean, he's always 3 feet behind. No, sorry. 2 feet behind. So, you know, it's all right. No big deal.
Yeah.
But that's the second time ever. This might have been a fake tear. Do you remember the first time they got mad at Queen Elizabeth because she wouldn't cry? And then when the coal mine blowed up and killed all them children, and they all got upset, what did Bob call it? Anawaki or Anuki or Nakiwaki? Or he called
the Anunnaki.
Crazy.
The Anunnaki was battered.
Because Bob can't talk right, so he don't listen well either. But he's a speaker, but he don't talk right. So yeah, that's all right. So anyway, she got up there and they made a big to-do that she cried over them children that was buried in the coal, working in the coal mine when it all evaporated. And that was the first time. Then the second time was today on the TV sitting by herself in a little hooch. That's a smart hat, though. That was one smart hat. You should wear hats like that. That's a beautiful hat. That's a nice hat. You could pull it off.
Queen,
I know you don't like them, but you could.
Why do we talk about death if nobody ever dies? Why do we even talk about it?
It's a transit. Because it's the transition, it's something, it's the little man condition of the debt that all men must pay. It's the one thing that the tech body has over all humans, the threat of lifeless living. The threat of lifeless living. And so that's what's happening now. Life has no value now. Look, they run around everywhere shooting people in the face. Police is killing everybody. Everybody's killing the police. They're blowing up the people and the black people's blowing up the black people's store and burning them. Now they got all their stuff running around trying to make something out of something about something. Now they're all geared up now. They got that coat house full of folks. They think to give a verdict. Don't matter what the verdict is, they're not going to like it. They're not going to like the verdict. Whatever the verdict is, they're not going to like it. And so you better get that Wonder Bread and the Bird Dog Goodman because they're coming. They're coming, everybody. They're coming to get them loaf breads. They're going to get them white loaf breads. They're going to get that. Yes, they are. And some nut butter. Yeah. And they're going to order a spurtle. They're going to order a spurtle so they can smear the peanut butter on the Wonder Bread. It's the best thing to use to smear peanut butter, by the way. It's a spurtle, Myrtle. So they're going to like that, and then they're not going to like it. Okay, there's a problem. Okay, Joe Biden, here's another little topical thing. Jenny, we just adore you, darling, because you engage in such a high caliber or level because you're a little bit above it all. But you're not. You're still entrenched in it, but you're a little bit above it.
That's so patronizing, Ion, but okay.
Yeah.
We've got to use it for something. Any other time they're screaming at us, not liking what we say, having to see it, hanging up, killing themselves, trying to kill somebody else, mad because we say things that we didn't say. Carolyn had to sell anger. We didn't say she was going to. We didn't say she was going to. We said she could. It would be all right. So, just saying. We got to do something, darling, to keep our ratings up. Bob's very concerned.
That's what I said. It's patronizing, but I'll go with it. Go ahead.
Well, GQ, we think you're hotter than GQ does. So what about that?
I know. He told me that's true, amazing. Too. You obviously think we got that all straightened out the other night. It was great.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was. It was very refreshing. It was nice. And that's a good thing, because that's the whole point of all this distraction. Use the right words. All these things that you're describing or proscribing is the distraction. See, they're obfuscating the obvious. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. That's not been skewed. There's no problem there. It's where they fit in that proximity of the rightness or the wrongness. You see?
Ben Sanders,
Black Lives Matter. So now let's go kill somebody.
Black Lives
Matter.
Killing's all right. There's a new one, though. Black Guns
right.
Matter. You ever heard the new revolution? Black Guns Matter.
Yeah. And them sharp bullets. And them sharp bullets is a bitch. Them sharp, they selling sharp bullets now. They sharp. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, use the name Bent Fabric. It's a cool name.
And the best bumper sticker I saw was, car, kind of pushing. It was a bumper sticker on a car, and it's depicting a car with a bunch of people flying through the air, and it says, "All lives splatter. Get out of my way."
That's right. The other cute one is keep honking, I'm reloading.
That's good. Good one.
Didn't Princess Anne look smart today? She walked in there with the big boys. I think she has a penis, by the way. But she was walking, following behind the casket, and she had her little medals on. But now she asked her papa, they've had a very tumultuous relationship over the years, you say. And then Beatrice. Yeah, it was not so
tumultuous.
She was sort of a wildcatter in the day, you see. But anyhow, set that aside. She got to walk in the big boy professional. That's what we call it.
What are big boys? You mean soldiers?
That was with Charles and Bertie's daddy and Beatrice's daddy and some crazy cousin that they've all slept with. We don't even know who he is, but every one of them slept with him. That's where the inbreeding started, with that kid. Something else now. And then they had Harry and, what was the other one? The George's daddy. Mm-hmm.
That's the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big boys.
Was he really devoted to them? The prince, it says that the prince was devoted to his children.
He didn't kill very many of them.
Okay.
He didn't kill very many of them, and he considered it. The way them jackballs run around acting, the way they acted, let me tell you what, this really, really late-term abortion starts to look real attractive. And when Bob gets through and he gets 122 justices on the SCOTUS, by God, we're going to do some legislation then. We're going to work something out then. Bob gets this 122 justices. You know, there ain't even that many black robes. Black robes matter. So we're going to put some black robes on the line. We're going to put some black robes on the line. Been doing the laundry, you know, with the Argo starch, which you sprinkle them and roll them up and put them in the refrigerator, let them sit overnight and then iron them off. Ooh, now you talking about some creases, baby girl. You can get something slicked right up there.
Baby girl.
Sprinkle with Argo starch, roll them up and put them in plastic, put them in the refrigerator overnight. overnight, and then bring them out, and you put that scalding iron on there, and ooh-wee, it'll set up. That's good. That's what everybody can do. Ain't nobody doing nothing. That's what they can do. They can take in iron. And if people don't iron enough, they should iron their clothes and their sheets and their pillow slips and their and you should just iron things. Things aren't the napkins should be thoroughly starched. It's good. Now you know the truth is. Yeah, yeah, but now the truth part is if you get your starch right, like on your linen, your tablecloths and that kind of stuff, like wine and things, they're not as quick to stain because the starch kind of puts a little base into it. So if you do have a little spill, now mustard, goddamn, nothing's going to get mustard.
You mentioned iron is a doctor kill.
Yeah, forget that. No, we do a little psychology. We don't write.
Well,
you
got this little skin rash. Now it's not going to kill you. Well, it might kill you. It might kill you next year.
Prince Philip had one. Oh, you should see Prince Philip's rash.
Yeah, I saw rash.
Why you kill me,
you're dead lucky. It'll kill you right now.
You've been dead for six months, and now you notice the rash. That's pretty good. Maybe neuropathy was the problem. You've been dead for 6 months. Neuropathy was the problem, not the rash.
Yeah, I had this doctor. It'll be his first comic role.
Yeah. Okay, so that'd be D-R-I-O.
It'd be a movie about Wyndham Lewis.
Yeah, right. D-R-I-O.
Wyndham will be a patient of Ion.
Oh. That will be more like Lewis Carroll more than Wyndham Lewis.
Yeah.
But now we're going to get Proust in there. And we also want Proust, and
Bruce,
we also have got to have Dr.
Proust.
Dre. No. Faust. Not
Dr. Dre from Runaway with the Black People?
Oh, my God.
1989?
You've been listening. Bob's been listening to Laura Ingraham again.
Wow. She thinks she knows everything. She foresaw it all.
He'll tell you. But you got to wait. You got to catch Judge Janine's closing statement.
Oh, there's somebody spoke. Is that Howard?
Speakers.
Yeah, it's Howard.
What's your name?
Howard.
Maui
Howie. That's Howard. Oh, yeah, my new walking companion. Where were you last night? What happened?
You made it. Bob don't wear a mask, just so you know.
Let him speak. It's hard to get through Howard with Ion. He's on a roll here. So, where were you last night, Howard?
I didn't make it down last night.
Why? Because it was Friday? You went drinking?
Yeah, because it was Friday.
Okay, so what would you like to ask Ion first? We got to interrupt here, Ginny.
Oh, well, you know, what I'm really interested in is how does Ion get docs to Sidney Powell?
Yes, how does
she get docs? She has a fabulous bedside commode. It is amazing. Gold dorade, straw band inlaid. Fabulous, fabulous. Venetian, French. Well, it's more Venetian. Well, no, it's French. Well, it's kind of like a bohemian combination of marble-topped bedside commode. And the documents show up on her night table in the night.
Isn't that neat, Howard?
Yeah, I'm just trying to visualize that.
Well, you know, it's kind of like at your house when you put everything away and everything's just whatever, and you get up the next morning and something's fucked up or messed up. You're like, now how did that happen? Everything was tight, everything was right, everything was up, and then there's a mess or there's a this or that. Same way, like where dust motes come from. Where do they come from? Where does it come from?
And all of a sudden,
that's more,
some incriminating documents show up. It must have freaked her out.
They're not incriminating. It's the documents that she needs to prove her case.
Well, I understand. Yeah, but I hope
they're not incriminating. It's not incrimination. She knows the point. She just needed some point to make the point.
Yes?
Well, that's what, you know, that's really what I'm really interested in, you know, how we're going to, you know, overturn this injustice. Yeah.
Bob, look, he's edged into the superfluous we domain. Did you notice that? We are going to work.
Howard,
out. That's pretty
I gave him a sense of
I. Oh, that's nice. Okay, the superfluous we.
He was
okay,
disillusioned with QAnon, Ion. QAnon had not kept
right.
the fight up.
There's lots of distracting distractions. That's the thing about distractions. They're so distracting. Okay,
yeah.
So now the issue is not hired, here. Okay. We're not really trying to prove anything. What we're trying to do is make one mark in the sand that'll last long enough so when these jackballs stop killing each other or stop dying or stop shaking their, scratching their head or their ass because one of them's itching and they can't figure out their head from their ass from a hole in the ground. They don't know. So once they figure that out, then there's one line in the sand, a moment, however fleeting, a moment of lucidity where they can come right back and say, oh, okay, this is where we dropped the ball. Oh, this is where it all went wrong. Oh, this is why we said that no, Trump didn't win the first election in 16. Meant nobody won. Nobody won the election. Nobody won. There was no elected president. Alright, and so now what we move to is the next level when things kind of get redone or it's a reset. Now there's been some hard, now just to be right now, there's some bullshit in these steps that have gone on. No joke now. They have put some tainted squirrel meat in the soup. You know, had that happen to you? Have you ever had that happen to you? Somebody slipped some bad meat in your stew?
No, but, you know, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I talked to Scott. Scott, he's got 9 PhDs. He's the smartest pauper in the planet. There's nobody smarter in this world that's a living pauper than Scott. He knows all about stew, how to make stew, what stew comes from. Even with bad meat to make stew, and what's left over you can make into that stuff called a kabuchi. Bob drinks kabuchi. We don't even know what it is. It smells bad, so don't try it. If you're not a fan, don't take it up. It'll end badly. I'm just saying, so that's good. All right, so now there's problems that have come along that have stirred things a little bit awry. This should have already been settled. There was no occasion where a Biden was sitting in as President of the United States of America. There's not one. All right. But now, if you read Sidney Powell's email, are you on her mailing list?
I follow her on Twitter and
No. You get her email. She'll send you an email 9 of them a day. Every time you turn around, she'll send you something. And what she's trying to do now, she's trying to change it. Instead of saying the election was stolen, she's trying to say, no. Let's have Biden be the real right elected president of the United States. Because now what's going to happen is everything's going to hell, and he's going to turn and say, well, I wasn't elected the president. Y'all know why y'all listening to me. I didn't have nothing to do with it. See the rub? She's trying to make him be president. So he can take responsibility for what is. That's the new little twist. Now, you fuck with Bob. That's the only reason we're telling you this. Because don't tell nobody because that's a little confidential. they don't want that information out. So whatever you do, don't say nothing. Just keep it to yourself. That's the little twist. We want to make sure you can. Well, you ever played pin the tail on the jackass? First, the hardest part of that game is figuring out which one is the jackass.
Well, I think we know that this time around.
True. But it's okay because what's happening is it's changing everything. But now y'all are going to benefit. They've already started digging the pylons for the bridge from Hawaii to the mainland. They've already started that bridge, so it's good because there'll be no more airplanes. And I don't know what you're using for cars. Maybe it'll just be like a walking path. Y'all like to walk a lot. You don't have to wear a mask. You're going to walk 6,000 miles to California. Yes.
Yeah, who wants to go back there again?
Oh, nobody. But you gotta, who do you think loads the goddamn Costco? Somebody's gotta go sometime. I gotta bring it in there. Yeah, they got to, you go to that Costco and you want that thing full. Yeah, don't think that don't just happen. Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, that's why we're starting to grow our own here.
Well, that's good to you, yeah, but you can't, there's some things you just got to go to Hilo Hattie's and get though, you know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Well, that's a little old, that's almost out of date when you have to go that far, but yeah. you can. It's true. But Pima cotton is kind of hard to grow in Maui.
Yeah.
But, okay, did we solve your question? Do you have another question?
No, I'm just listening. I'm absorbing a lot tonight.
What do you want? Hired, what do you want? If you could have anything you wanted out of this, what do you want? That's what nobody asks. Well, I want this, and then fill in the blank. They don't do that. We don't understand why.
What I want is some scoundrels in jail.
What? Well, they won't do any good if it's in the clothes, the jails. They don't want criminals incarcerated. Who can they blame? You can't blame good, normal people for crime. They're going to turn all them numb-nut bastards out so they can go kill them like they want to. Well, it's the criminals. It's the damn criminals. That's what's wrong. It's all the criminals. Now, they've made it so everybody's a criminal, so therefore no one is a criminal. You see, so you can't put them in jail. It's not going to help or make any difference. And if they do put them in jail, they're going to turn right around and turn them loose as quick as they put them in jail. There's no recourse, you see. That's what's wrong. They're trying to legislate or delegislate morality. They're going to make morality against the law. So if you have a subjugated, an opinion, however subjugated, that's going to be canceled because you're not qualified because you have sin too. So the wages of sin is death, so you should be put to death too. No, here, you don't put them in jail. If Dr. Dean will agree, she has not yet, to sell acorns and plant mighty oak trees. So when these nefarians do things that's out of bounds, you take a nice stout hemp rope and you hang them in the tree. You don't have to hang them all. You don't have to hang them all. Just hang several of them. You hang several of them and be willing to do it when they need doing. Why, you'll see a change in society like you've never seen here before. But now, be careful now. In Minnesota now, hired. In Minnesota, they will whoop a nigger in Minnesota now. You be careful up there. That's rough lands in that place. Don't go there. You stay over there in paradise on the Death Island. That's where Bob lives, on the Death Island.
It is paradise.
Yeah,
Howard's on the
paradise
island here.
All right. They're loaded dice, but there's two of them, that's for sure.
Paradise. Yeah, Howard's here on the Maui Island. He's Maui Howie, or Howie Wowie, or Wowie Howie.
He's hard. H-I-R-E-D, hard. He's hard.
I think
that's what we call Vestal Goodman's husband, hard. Matter of fact, that's hard. What she calls him too, hard. Mm-hmm. We like that. Okay, that's good. Now, what did you? Now, you want some people in jail? Anybody specific, or just everybody?
Well, you know, like I said, I used to follow Q, which, you know, I kind of understand where maybe Q came from now.
I told him
I better.
Yeah, and so, you know, Q used to promise that a lot of people were going to, you know, go to jail or hang or whatever, and I kept hoping for it. You know,
that's not finished yet.
Durham. What happened to Durham?
He's still working. He's still doing his lolly, whatever that is. He's still doing it. That thing that he does. We're not sure either, but he's busy at it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what he's doing either. So that's the problem here. I'm, you know, kind of losing faith.
Well, faith is a great thing to have, but it's a miserable strategy.
Yeah, well, I thought we had, I thought there was a strategy, you know, and that people were gonna pay the price, but.
They gonna pay. Yeah, they gonna pay. Don't worry about that. Don't become the adjudicator. You become the adjudicator, you get adjudicated. You know, I've listened to Dr. Carolyn Dean. You've been listening to Bob too much. Yeah, that'll learn. You get learned to listen to Bob. You listen to Bob too long. You got to balance that with Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn Dean. And she is stomped down Hale Hill every day, and she quotes a scripture to God like he don't know him. She knows. What you have here, what you're trying to say, you're getting caught up hard. You're getting caught up in this judging position of what's right and what's wrong, or what's right or what's left. Get out of that. Don't worry about that. You get you ascended, and all the cares of life will then go strangely dim. They'll fall to your left and fall to your right. But when you start pushing that button, guess what? You're going to get what you give. You ever planted okra? Do you know what okra is?
Okra?
Hard. Okra?
No.
You don't know what okra is, but okra is what you put in the gumbo. Okra. Yeah, okra.
Yeah, gumbo. All right. Yeah.
You ever planted okra?
No.
Okay. You never have. All right, what is something you have planted?
Tomatoes?
Uh-huh. Have you ever planted tomatoes and got okra?
Huh?
Have you ever planted a tomato plant and harvested okra?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You never have. All right, the very same thing you're saying that you want done to them is what you're describing. It don't work like that. You sow, shall you reap. Now, what Dr. Carolyn Dean would say, and when she did a bunch of like total fucked up biology, she's been doing this for several days now. Several days Carolyn's been doing this. She's getting really good at it for several days practice. But anyhow, she says you got 15 minutes of good and 15 minutes of bad. You gotta balance it. Okay, because what you're describing or adjudicating is a position of where they, how far left or right they are from you. And that could change. So you don't want to get caught up in all that foolishness. Most of them are going to die. That means like dead. That means like not be physically living. So the trick is if you ascend, it won't matter.
Well,
what happens to them?
I mean, yeah,
or who goes to jail?
We're all transitory, so yeah.
Oh, really? Some of you ain't. Some of you ain't.
Yeah.
Some of you ain't transitory. Some of you ain't. Some of you are ascending. See, there's that superfluous we again. We like that. The ones that are ascending was good above that because your body has to change. If you believe anything, all the religions of all the ages, all every words ever been wrote everywhere. The problem with that reading knows you got to watch out because who you already know the one that wrote the reading right. You got to be careful about that. But if you set that aside, then what happens is that everything points you back to coming into your place of power. That's what we're here for. That's what we're about. And if QAnon got your attention long enough to come in here, then it was worth it. However deluded it was. You see? So that's a handy thing. So it's good. Now, you'll have opinions, okay? You don't eat the same food every day, do you?
No.
No. So variety is kind of fun. Now, Bobby's the same thing. He don't even know what he eats. All he eats is what Carolyn lays out. He lays out like a hog. He just lays out and just eats and eats. He is the eatingest human being you've ever seen. And you've seen Bob, so you can tell everybody how morbidly obese he is, can't you? Bob is an eating, he's an eating machine, man. He's an eating machine. Yeah. You're going to win a prize for best digestion. Okay, so now, so don't worry about that. It'll clean itself up. Ascend.
Let the River Run. It'll come out wash day.
Well, I have been. After the results of the election, I just kind of turned it off because I can't take the negativity.
The problem with the negativity is it's so negative.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, now let me tell you the trick of this hint. Now be careful now. Do you know who Mae Brussels is?
Who?
Mae Brussels?
No.
Okay. Do you have a Googler on Maui?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Look up Mae Brussels. You don't even have to type it. Just push the little microphone and say Mae Brussels. But now talk plain because you don't speak very well. You don't have a good vernacular. You need a little southern drawl would help your speech, would help your elocution. It would help your elocution tremendously. And slow it down a little bit. Ain't no race. You're eternal. Don't worry about it. Just get it out. It'll be okay. Say Mae Brussels. Now, Mae Brussels was the first QAnon. She told you everything about everything about everything. But they killed her, dead as a sack of damn hammers. All right? So you don't want to be too right too often. Okay? But you can have a transient knowing of what's going on. And you use that to gauge what's going on. You see. But now she was real good and they got her. She did owe Bob money though, so everybody that dies, he takes a picture of their headstone because he won't go to the wake, but he's like, here's another one that passed away because they owed him money and they wouldn't pay him. Pretty sad. But anyway, he's got lots of projects working on that, Bob does, so it's all good. You should ask him about his Maybank account. That's right. When you get in private, talk to him about that. He'll like that. He likes that. So that's good. Kuala Lumpur is his friend. So that's fun. Okay, Howard, what else you got? Anything good?
No, life's good. You know, I'm living in paradise, living the dream.
Yeah, sometimes it's a dark horse, isn't it?
You know, I have to tell you, you know, I met Bob, and I didn't put two to two together because Caroline, the nice sweet lady Caroline that I was talking to at the farmer's market, was Bob's wife.
I know, isn't she a doctor? And I see, she married a much older man. See, that's her only fault with this, is she married a much older man. It's pretty terrible, but they try to milk it out so it's not that big a deal. But you can look at them and tell, for God's sake, if you see them both. You never see them together, though. Have you ever seen them together? You don't ever see them together. They're like a spirit.
Not yet.
Carolyn. No, nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody does. Bob calls her his favorite acquaintance. We've been together for a lot of years, and it's my nice acquaintance kind of thing. So, but you can look at Carolyn, and you can look at Bob, and it's obvious that there's a good 30-year difference in their ages. I mean, no question.
Well, they're both in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to bolster up Carolyn and get her up to 100 pounds. She keeps fighting. She's against it. She just won't have it. We're going to get her to 105 pounds, by God, one way or another. I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to work at it and do something. We're going to have to put some goodies in that cream that you put on the berries in the cream. We're going to work on that. See if we can bolster her up a little bit. Back in the day.
Hey, Ion.
That's fun. Hey, darling.
Hey. Howie brought up about, you know, what happened, you know, how did it all switch? Don't you think it was on January 6th when there was the incredible false flag at the Capitol building? That was a setup to turn things around?
Well, it's very effective. It's very effective. What it actually did, it set the Dems on fire. It set the Dems on fire. They plotted to cause it. They just didn't expect it to happen. See, they were, the people that went in there and did the nefarious deeds in the people's house, how can you be trespassing in the people's house? If you read the law, how can you trespass in the people's house? Used to, back in the day, when Bob was a little boy, you could walk into the White House and talk to Abraham Lincoln. You sit down in the foyer, and you can talk to the president. You my president, I pay you, motherfucker. I pay your bills. You're going to listen to me because I pay you. You can just walk in and talk to the president in the White House. All right? That's the rub. You can't trespass in the people's house. So there's the trouble. Now, this problem that they run into, you go backwards, most of them are the Antifa crowd that actually got into, entangled in the stuff. But they don't talk about that. But they use that stressor. You know, they've torn down, look at the cities that have been, billions of dollars have been destroyed. They said those were mostly peaceful protests. But that little shit at the Capitol, oh my God, they won't build a wall on the, between the United States and Mexico. But by God, they got a tall one around the Capitol. You can't get in there without a lot of trouble. So it's kind of like all they've done is they've moved the border wall. And so, yes, that was the stir, but it's not the problem. You still have 54% of America believes in democracy, capitalism, doing the right thing, doing what they're supposed to do, blah, 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 blah. But then they whittle this all down where they have redistributed all the wealth so that only a handful of people have the money as well you enjoy. We're not fussing, are we, Carol? Only so many people can have the money. But now, see, we said this all along.